Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Kuf Aleph and Meseches Vavakamah. It's 1,491st daf in Shas. I'm sure for many of you, this has been a busy Elul, and it has been for me as well. And Baruch Hashem, I'm able to find a few minutes on a Friday morning to be able to continue learning together the Daf Yomi, and it's something that I look forward to very much. Today's daf is going to continue the topic of the previous Mishnah on Kuf Amud Beis, and that is a individual that gives an artisan something to improve, and it turns out the artisan didn't improve it exactly in the manner that he had requested. On the top of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about a case where it was given to a carpenter. Wood was given to a carpenter in order to make a chair, and he makes a bench. So what's the halacha going to be? We're going to have two opinions, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We're also going to discuss the topic of the Mishnah of dyeing, and how do we look at dyes? Do we look at dyes as an item by itself? Particularly, the conceptual question is, what happens if an individual stole a dye and he used it to dye a sweater, and now his sweater was white, and he stole a dye that was blue, and he dyed his sweater blue. Is there anything to return? Does he maybe have to even return the sweater and calculate the difference, etc., etc.? So those discussions that are reminiscent of the discussion in our Mishnah are going to appear as well, and that is formulated by the Gemara as Yesh Shevach Simanim Ala Tzemer, and that's what we'll discuss going through the rest of Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, all the way up until Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, that's going to bring us in the Sugya of Shviyas. And that is just extending the way which we look at dyes. What happens if the dye was made out of a growth, a piece of vegetation that had grown during Shviyas, and now you use that dye to dye a sweater? We know that there's a concept of Kedusha Shvius. Does the sweater now have Kedusha Shvius? Those are the three topics of today's daf. So let's base Hashem begin on topic of Alpha Naftan Rabban and Hanaisim Eitzim Lacher Lachrosh. If someone gives wood to a charash, a carpenter, lasses mehen kise, in order to make a chair, v'asa mehen safsel, and he makes a bench from it, safsel v'asa mehen kise, or the instruction was to make a bench and he makes a chair, Rabbi Meir, omer nosnol d'mei eitza. Rabbi Meir says that the carpenter has damaged his wood, and he needs to return to him the value of wood. Rabbi Yehuda's cheshbon is closer to the cheshbon that we're familiar with in our Mishnah on Kuf Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hashevach yeser ala yitzia, nosin lo es hayitzia. If the item has gone up in value more than the expenses that the carpenter incurred, the carpenter could wave goodbye, says Rabbi Yehuda, to his original fee, because he was supposed to make a chair and he made a bench. However, in a case where the wood went up in value, and that was more than the expenses for the carpenter, so at least the carpenter will get his expenses back. However, what happens if their expenses were greater? But still, at the end of the day, it's now a nice bench, but the expenses were greater than that. Then the shevach is given, and we had that halacha also in the Mishnah Kuf Amud Beis. Umayda Rabbi Meir, im nasan eitzim l'charash lasas mein kisei not. And even Rabbi Meir, who says that the only thing you give to the carpenter is the expense of the wood, if he gave to the carpenter lasas mein kisei not to make a nice chair, v'asa mein kisei kor, and he makes an ugly chair, safsal not, v'asa mein safsal kor, then even Rebbe Meir agrees that it's not simply the value of the eitz, but you have the same cheshbon of Rebbe Yehuda. If the improved value of the wood into a ugly chair is greater than all the carpenter's expenses, then you give him the amount of the shevach, because you did gain by receiving now a kisei. It's not a nice kisei, but it's better than wood. And if the expenses were greater than the improvement, then you only have to give him nosan lo dmei shevach. You don't have to give him the expenses, but you do have to give him what you benefited, and that is the improvement from
chair, wood to chair. The Gemara now has a new shaila. Ibayluhu, 9 lines from the top of Kufal from Aleph. Yesh shvach simonim ala tzemer, o ein shvach samonim ala tzemer. Samonim are dyes. Here we have a fascinating shaila that the Gemara poses. When you change an item, the halacha is that shinui in many instances is kone. For example, Rashi points out 4 lines from the top. In our previous case, if you took the item as a carpenter and you now changed that item and you give back a different item, so you were kone the original item. So in the case of the wood, the carpenter was kone the wood, and now, of course, it's not his wood. He made a deal that he was going to give him back something better. But the wood itself, Rashi explains beautifully, based on previous sugyas that we've had, with shinui, he is kone. So when you do a change in the item, shinui creates a kenyan. Ibayuluhu, our shaila is, if you make a change that is entirely external, says Rashi in the first narrow line, chizusa, it's only the appearance of the wool of the sweater. Ibailu, ye shevach samonim ala tzemer, o ein shevach samonim ala tzemer. Hey chidami, what exactly are we talking about? Ilema de gozel samonim. If we're talking about an individual, Reuven stole from Shimon his dye. Udkinu, vitarnu, vitzavaben, and then he processed them and he died with them. So now the shaila is, how does he pay back? Says the Gemara, typically we should say, Mishum de Kaninu Bishinui, that he was Kone, the dyes with a Shinui, because he changed them. How did he change them? Before he even got to dyeing the wool, he already ground them up. And therefore, he should have to pay the value of the vegetation. Says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha de Gazel Samanim Shruin. No. These were dyes that were already processed by the Nigzal. Shimon had stole from Reuven. Reuven had dyes that were already sitting in a vat, Vitzavabuhu. And now Shimon uses them to dye. Mai, Yeshavach Samonim Agabe Tzemer. Do we say that now the Tzemer, the wool that Shimon the Gazlan uses to dye, has been improved? The Amrle, and therefore Reuven could say to him, Havli Samnoi Dishakutinu, give me back the dye. You are Kone it with a Shinui, and anytime you're Kone with a Shinui, you now have to pay back if you weren't allowed to hold on to it, both in the case of a Gazlan and in a carpenter. Oh, Dilma, or over here, maybe the Gazlan, Shimon's going to get away with stealing. Oh, Dilma, Ein Shevach Samonim Agabi Etzemer. He was never Kone it, because there was no improvement that was done to the wool. Da amarle, and if there's no halachic significance to a change of color, he could say, it just disappeared. I wasn't konit, it just disappeared. Leslach gabov lo midi. I don't have anything of yours. Analyzes the Gemara, wait a second. Could he really pull such a fast one? Amri. Shevach Samonim al Gabi Tzemer. If you're going to say that there's no such thing as Shevach Samonim by the Tzemer, Miyaz Matzi Amale Leslach Gaboa Veloy Midi? Could he really say to him, I don't owe you nothing? Namele, let Reuven the Nigzal say back to him, Havli Samnoi Dafsiditinu. You made my dyes disappear. Lamdus, Iyun, Shinui, this, that. You damaged me. Without Shinui. You damaged. I had dyes, now they're gone. Ella explains the Gemara, you're right. That would be a fair claim. Ella lahach gisa ein shavach samonim agabi etzemer uboi shlumile. Do we say that there is no shevach on the tzemer and he has to pay back for the fact that he damaged his dye? O dilma, or ye shevach simonim agabi etzemer. There is Shevach, and there was a Kenyan, Va'amale, and he says to him, Hamanchi Kamach Sheklinu. He says, okay, you're right. I have to return it to you because I was konet. Here's my sweater. Take out the dye. Fascinating question. Shaklinu b'may shakli. How are you going to be able to take out the dye? Bitsafon, if you're going to use a type of detergent that removes it, tsafon abure ma'aber. It's going to remove the dye from the sweater, but the dye is not going to reappear. Hashavalo of it. So he didn't return it at all. So we still don't know what is the halachic parameters of this conceptual question of chizusa milsa or not, or in the words of the Gemara, ye shevach simanim ala tzemar, o ein shevach simanim. Says the Gemara, elo hacha mayeskina, we would have to learn kigoyin de gozal tzemar v'samanim, dechad, vitzave lahu tzemar bahanach simanim. Elo, therefore, the Gemara suggests another pshat. Hacha mayeskina kigoyin de gozal tzemar v'samanim dechad. We're changing the case. It's no longer a case of where Reuven has had his dye stole from him, but rather Shimon steals from Reuven both his dye as well as tzemer, wool. Tzemer v'samanim dechad. He stole both of them. V'tzave lahu tzemer b'hanach samanim. And he dyed that wool with the dye that he sold. V'kamahadilei nale l'tzemer. And now he returns the dyed wool. Yesh shevach samonim al gabi etzemer. Do we say, on the one hand, that the wool was improved, kamahadile samonim vitzemer, and therefore he's returning both the wool and the dye? Odama ein shevach samonim al gabi etzemer. We don't recognize the significance of the dye once it's in the wool. Vitzemer mahadile on the first wide line in Kufalif Amid Al. Samanim lo ma'aderle. And so he's returning only the wool and not the dye. In other words, the question over here is, if you steal wool and dye together, and you put them together by simply returning the wool, is it considered as if you return the dye? And that is, in Rashi's words, chizusa milsa or lo milsa, is the significance of appearance still the item. Is now the dye in its color the item of the dye itself? Or in the words of the Gemara we had, Ye shevach samanim ala tzemer, that would be chizus and milsa, or ein shevach. Says the Gemara, Ami tepikle di yiker lar nahale bidmei. At the end of the day, says the Gemara, yiker means to go up, that the wool has gone up in value based on the dye, so therefore the dye is still there. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha dezalt tziva. No, you're right. If the value's gone up, so then it's obvious that chizusa is milsa. What happens if the dye caused it to go down in value? So that's a fascinating question. It caused it to go down in value, have you returned the dye? Viba yisema, or else is the Gemara in two lines into the wide, kigom, shetzava bahu kupa. In a case of where he dyed a monkey, if he dyes a monkey, on the monkey's value doesn't change. So it's parif. How do you look at that? Ravina Amar, Ravina understood the shayla of Yesh Sevach Samonim ala tzemer in the following way. Hachamai skinko on the tzemer, dechad v'samonim dechad. It was a case in which there was wool that belonged to one person and dye that belonged to somebody else. V'kaasi kov v'tzava lehu semer b'hanech samanim. And then a monkey came along and ran the two together. Curious George. So then we say, yesh shevach samanim al gavi etzemer. Do we say that the sweater has now gone up in value? D'amalei, havli senmai d'gabe ninu. The one who had his sweater dyed could have the individual who had his dye stolen by the monkey. Over here, the monkey was the one who took the dye. And now, Curious George, the monkey, you can't be mechayev money. The question now becomes, what about the owner of the dyes being toveya, demanding his money from the owner of the sweater? and says, give me the value, how much your sweater was worth 30 white and it's worth 40 red, pay me back the 10. It loses its significance because Chizu says La Milsa. So on that Shaila, we finally, once we've gotten to the crux of the Shaila, we now analyze according to Ravina's approach. Tashma, come in here, I'll bring you a proof. Beged Shekov Savu Biklipe Arla. This is a fascinating Mishnah in Arla, and that is, you have a garment that's totally fine. It's been dyed with dyes that came off of a tree within its first year, 3 years, and it's Aser in Arla. So Yidalek, the Mishnah already tells us that you have to burn the whole sweater. Amachizusa Milsi. So that's a brilliant proof by the Gemara. We see that it's considered still in existence, and you have to pay it back. Just like you have to burn such a sweater. Amar Rava, Rava's not so sure. Hanoa hanira li'inayim as asra teira. When it comes to klayim, there the teira prohibited that which one's eye could see. Desanya, arelim lo ye achel, ein li elo isra achila, minayin shlo yehenemeh v'litzpa v'lo yidlik bo'as haner, tamalom v'altam arlosa espirya. Arelim lo ye achel, l'rabos es kulam. So it repeats itself, to emphasize that even any type of hana, even a hana nirali naim, where there is no objective status, there is no object over here, nevertheless, it could be that you're going to be prohibited from deriving benefit from it. Hence, the sweater has gone up in value, you can't take the tseva out, you're stuck, and the needs to be burnt. However, when it comes to objects, and it's the requirement to return an object, over here, the owner of the sweater, since he did not do a Maisa Geneva, the kof, the monkey took it, he doesn't have anything that belongs to the previous owner of the dye. So, we can't bring a riot from Arla, because Arla is an exception. Two lines from the bottom, Kufal Funaf, Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a riot. Beged Shetzavu Beklipe Shviyas. This is how we get into the sugya of Shviyas, actually a complicated sugya, not too hard for us, but a very deep sugya, that there's big discussion in the Rishonim, a few important tosas over here about it in Tocho Shviyas. If a individual dies an item with the skins of fruits from Shemitah. The peels and skins of fruits can be used as a dye. So the individual has an item that was dyed with fruits of Shemitah, Yidalek. So then you also need to burn it. Now this is an interesting question. Why do you need to burn Arla? We know the Torah says that you need to destroy it. But when it comes to Shemitah, this is a discussion in the Rishonim and Poskim, why it is that you have to burn it. Rashi learns that the reason is because you're stuck. What else are you going to do? Rashi, five lines from the bottom, says it's prohibited to do schora, so then you're going to have to burn it. But it is interesting that the emphasis is to burn. Not only that's aser to do schora. However, there are others that explain that this works beautifully with the Shitas HaRambam. That's what the Me'iri points out in our sugya, that the Rambam is of the opinion that when you have fruits that have reached the point of kala l'chaya min asada, as described in the Torah in Parshas Bahar, and that is you're no longer eating it in the field, the Mishnah in Shviyas, that this everybody agrees, says you need to do biur. There is a machlokas Rishonim, what does biur mean? Most Rishonim learn that biur means that you take it out of your house and you have to be mafkirit. The idea being that we eat the fruits of Shemitah as one that is with nature, without any particular ownership. So while the animals in the field are eating it, and all human beings are eating it, so then no one is hoarding it, so then in such a case you could eat. The moment in which it's no longer available in the fields, you're not allowed to hoard it, and you have to make it hefka. That's how most Rishonim learn. The Rambam learns, no, you need to burn it. One could argue, that's what the Me'iri is saying, that this halacha seems to substantiate the sheet of the Rambam. Either way, once again, we see that the dye is significant. Says the Gemara, Shani Asim Damakra Tiyeh. When it comes to Shvius, the Torah HaKdosha says, Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh Tiyeh Lochem, and Chazal Tarshin Bav Yoso Tehei. That wherever it is, it still has Kedusha Shvius. There's a special Gzeres HaKosov when it comes to Shemitah. Turning on to Kuf Aleph Amez, Rava Rami. Rava asked the following question vis-a-vis the halachos of dying. Beged shetzavo beklipe arla yidalek. If you have a garment that was dyed with peels of arla, you have to burn it. Alma chizusa milsi. And that's what we already pointed out. There might be a particular halacha in regards to arla, but in regards to arla, the change of color is significant. Urimini, I'll ask you a kasha. Revias dam shenivla bebayis. If you have a revias of dam. Now the halacha is that dam, Rashi explains on the top lines, is metame ba'oyo. The Torah Kedusha says, al kol nafshes meis loyevoy, v'damu hanefesh. The Torah, in the first passage, tells us that there's a prohibition to come close to nefesh, and dam is called nefesh. And Rashi adds, the Rabbanan said, that Revias Dam is considered Dam of Nefesh. So if you have a Revias Adam that was absorbed into a home, Habayis Tami, Va'amri Lo, and yet there are some who say, Habayis Tor, that the Bayis is Tor. Wait a second. If we say that the Halacha is, that Chizusa is Milsa, and that the Klipe Arla you need to burn, how do we understand this machlokis? Says the Gemara, let's look at this machlokis. Velo pligi. Really, there was no machlokis between the two opinions by the Revias Adam. Habekelen da'avu me'ikara, habekelen da'asu libesof. We're talking about two different types of utensils that it absorbed dam. In one case, you have a utensil, let's take a sweater, that absorb dam inside of the house. The dam was already in the house, and therefore it would be metamei ma'al. However, the other case is talking about where the dam was absorbed in the sweater outside of the house and then brought in. And then it's not considered be'en. Okay, we still got to hold off on what the Gemara is driving at because we need more information. Continues the Gemara. Nivla b'ksus, we said it was absorbed into a utensil. Says the Gemara, what about the woolen sweater? So, previously, we already spoke about the woolen sweater. The Gemara is talking about another utensil. Let's say it is absorbed in a area in the house. And so, therefore, the previous case of the Gemara is that it was absorbed, let's say, the floor, and there are utensils that have come into the house. In other words, the Gemara now is clarifying that the previous case is not talking about an instance where it was a sweater that had absorbed the blood, but rather the first case is the ground absorbed the blood, and then it depends on whether there was a utensil in the house before the blood was absorbed or after. If the utensil was only brought into the house after, so the blood is not considered there, and the item in the house, the keli that's now been brought in, is tar. If, of course, the item, the utensil, was there beforehand, so then it will become tame. What about our case of the sweater? Nivlo b'ksus, it was absorbed into a sweater, roen. Im iskat beses haksus v'yosemen revias dam. If you would launder the shirt, and a revias dam would come out tamea, then it could be matame everything in the house. V'lav tahara. And if not, it would be tar. So what do we see? We see over here that Chizusa says lav milsa. Yet when it comes to arla, we suggested that is Chizusa is milsa. Now there is a question that one could ask, a strong question, and that is that previously in our sugya, we had already spelled out that when it comes to arla, arla is an exception to the rule. Nevertheless, that's something that the Mefarshim work on. Nevertheless, the Gemara gives another teretz. Amar Rav Kahana Mikulei Revio Shanu. Kam Bedam Tvusa Derabanan. You're right. If we were talking about real dam, that's a dam that's Aser Minat Torah, then the halacha would be that it would not be able to differentiate whether it was absorbed or not.
and once it's absorbed, chizusa milsa. And even if it was absorbed, it would be metame. However, here we're talking about dam tvusa. We're talking about where this was not the dam hanefesh, but the halacha is that dam which comes out of a body that has been already dead for a significant period of time is only tame midrabana. Hence, says Rav Kahana, in our case we were more makel when it's dam tevusa and it's absorbed, then we say chizusa lav milsa. Now the Gemara goes off on a tangent in terms of shvius. Halfway through the Yomadon Kufal Fambez, Rava Rami, Rava asked the following question. Tnan, mimin hatsoivim sfiche satim vikoitza. When it comes to the halachos of shvius, there are those things that are dyes. They are what's called karkom in modern Hebrew. That's satim. And kotza is another thing. I'm not sure how it's translated in any language. Yeshlan shvius ulman shvius. So these, as items, have status of kedusha shvius, and their monies have shvius. Let's give a little introduction. The halacha is that not only does fruits of shvius have kedusha, but also if it's exchanged for money, then the money is tofes kedusha shvius. Yeshlan bir ulad mehem bir, and these dyes, one needs to get rid of them, as we described earlier, when it's no longer available in the field, and the monies also that have been exchanged for these items also need to be gotten rid of. Alma deduces Rava from the Mishnah Shvius. In Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph, Eitzim Yeshvam Kedusha Shvius. These spices are not vegetation, it's vegetables. They are pieces of wood. So we see there wood has kedusha shvius uriminu, but we have a contradiction in hilchos kedusha shvius. Ale konim when it comes to reeds, vale gefanim, and wood from vines, shegivivam b'chava al pnei asada, that were collected from the field to put into a warehouse to store them on during the winter. Likdan la'achila, if you picked it to eat, yeshvam kedusha shvius, baleitzim. Amen, kedusha shvius, question mark. So we see from here that in the sugya, in Sukkah of Alei Kanim, there, of course, we're interested in Hilchos Schach and the kedusha shvius of an esrog, and there we begin to discuss as well other halachos of other items, and there we discuss the kedusha shvius of bamboo shoots and so on. So it depends on whether it's taken la'achila or not. If it's la'achila, then it has kedusha shvius. It was taken for what is not kedusha shvius. That's in the contradiction Mishnah in Shvius Zayin Alf that says that the min hatsovim, which is essentially wood, has kedusha shvius. Umeshani Rava answered, Amakra la'achla, mi sha'anasa ubiron shavim. We're introduced to one of the most important rules in shvius, and that is that the only time there is a halacha of kedusha shvius is when it has the following phenomenon. It's similar to the paradigm of Shvius in the Pasuk, and that is Vahoisa Shabbos Haaretz Lachem La'achla. So the Pasuk describes things that are eaten. When you eat something, so it's destroyed, it's Bi'ura, and it's Hanaso is at the same time. That's what Chazal referred to, Hanaso Bi'uran Shavit. And that applies to the dyes as well. Because the dyes, the moment in which it's destroyed, you get benefit when it goes, for example, into a sweater. Yatzu etzim shahanasan achar biurim. That precludes wood that you don't get enough from it when you destroy it. How is wood generally used? There are exceptions that the Gemara will go on to a point, but generally used by cooking. And that is that you burn the wood, and then later you eat the food. We're on Erev Shabbos. Mi shetarach be'erev Shabbos. He cooks food on Erev Shabbos. Yochel b'Shabbos. He doesn't cook on Shabbos. So Eitzim don't have Kedusha Shvius, even though, at first glance, you would have thought that the wood of spices and the wood of Schach would be the same thing. Says the Gemara, Va'ika Eitzim, the Mashkan da'anasan u'biron Shabbos, but people burn the wood of oil, where, what I mean by that is olive wood, that is also used to light a fire. And what people would do is they would derive benefit from that fire immediately and wasn't used for fire for cooking wood. Danasan would be urin shaveh. Amar Rava, so Rava says they're the exception. going on to Kuf Bezim. And al stam etim la sakein odim. The wood is generally there for burning. Most wood, stam etim, are there for burning, and therefore they do not have Kedusha Shvius. According to most Rishonim, Tosis learns this way, that even applies to Atzei Mashchan, because many of them are also used for cooking wood as well. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Aleph. Daf Kuf Aleph had three topics, and that is the halacha of a carpenter that took wood and didn't complete the job the way he was supposed to, and we had the basic Shita Rabbi Meir that says that the carpenter was konet and he just has to pay back the amount of wood that he damaged. That's the Shita Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda has a more complicated cheshbon, similar to the cheshbon on Daf Kuf. The next sugya, which dominated most of our Daf, was how do we look at a change in appearance? Do we say that the item still exists when it is now just affecting appearance? Chizusa milsa or chizusa lav milsa in the words of Rashi or in the words of Gemara. Yesh shvach samonim ala tzemero. Ein shvach samonim. And that has many nafgaminos in a case of where samonim were used in an illegal fashion. And in such a case, does one need to return anything? Or the individual lost, as in case of Curious George, where Curious George grabs, as we had in the sugya on Kuf Aleph, eight lines from the bottom, he grabbed someone's samonim, dye, and he put it into a sweater that was being dyed. In such a case, does the owner of the sweater have to reimburse? Do we say that this Curious George made the item disappear? We then connected that to Arla, where Arla has a special Xeris HaKosov. When it comes to Dam, we saw in Kuf Aleph on the base. By the way, the special Xeris HaKosov at Arla is that the Chizusa is Milsa. When it comes to Dam, we say that even Dam that's absorbed is considered significant. The exception is Dam Tvusa, which is only Durabonan. And finally, when it comes to Shvius, the only items that have Kedusha Shvius are those that are Harnasa Ubiyuro Shava, that you consume them and enjoy them at the same time, because that's how food works, and that's the paradigm of Shvius in the Torah, Vayis Ha'aretz Lechem Le'achla. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Aleph in Maseches Bava Kama.